Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, February 1st, 2021, and I am your host, Nathaniel E. Baker. Our top stories today. Hi-ho, silver away. Futures rally and alternative COVID relief package. Leading today's news. Hi-ho, silver away. The market-moving power of amateur traders is continuing into the new week. The Wall Street Bets Reddit crowd has turned their sights on silver. This after pumping up shares of GameStop and other heavily shorted stocks last week. COMEX silver prices are up over 11% to around $29.90. This morning, that is the highest level since mid-August, and followed a 6% jump last week that boosted silver mining firms as well. On Friday, almost $1 billion had flowed into the iShares Silver Trust, which is the world's largest ETF backed by silver, that is, according to fund sponsor BlackRock. U.S. bullion broker APMEX has also disclosed a 1-to-3-day delay in processing silver transactions. Money Metals and SD Bullion warned of unprecedented demand as well. Some of Wall Street were already positive on silver's outlook as part of a broad upswing in raw materials, with Goldman Sachs calling last week for a $30 price target. Others, like analysts at Commerce Bank, see the latest frenzy, quote, not lasting all that long, end quote. As we look at silver-related equities prices in the pre-market, First Majestic Silver, stock symbol AG, is up 40%. Pan American Silver, symbol PAAS, is up 17%. Kerr Mining is up 23%. And COMEX Gold is up about 1% to $1,868 a troy ounce. Palladium is also participating in this rally and is 3.7% higher. Looking at the bigger picture here, this squeeze is aimed at banks by forcing physical delivery of silver into vaults. The Silver Trust ETF is backed by physical silver, so this means the precious metal needs to be purchased when new investments are received. However, retail traders may find it harder to influence silver prices than they did single stocks like GameStop. This is due to the large off-exchange market for the precious metal, where banks trade on behalf of their clients. Flashback. In 1979 and 1980, the Hunt brothers attempted to corner the silver market by buying up over one-third of the entire world supply. Within a year, the price for silver jumped 713% to a record of $49.45 per troy ounce. It later collapsed in an event called Silver Thursday. COMEX adopted the Silver Rule 7 as a result of this. This rule placed higher leverage restrictions on the purchase of commodities on margin. The Hunt brothers had, of course, borrowed heavily to finance their purchases. Recovering from the worst week since October, traders appear to be getting some more clarity on the trades that will be allowed this week after uncertainty over the transactions led to the market's worst week since October. Robinhood has limited stock restrictions to 8 companies. Users can still only buy one share of GameStop, while Interactive Brokers reopened trading and options for the volatile Wall Street Bets Reddit names. Flows that were also pulled from brokerages last week due to angst over restricted trading may also be coming back into the market. Futures are reflecting the renewed optimism. Dow futures are up 0.7%, the S&P 500 up 0.9%, and NASDAQ futures up over 1%. What else to watch? Stimulus is re-entering the discussion. This is giving another boost to equities as President Biden meets with Republican lawmakers today to discuss proposals. Another week of earnings is also on tap. Thursday should be the busiest day of the season. 99 S&P companies are set to report, including Alphabet, Amazon, Alibaba, Ford, Snap, Exxon, Pfizer, and UPS. There will also be a bevy of economic data, ending with the January jobs report that will be published on Friday. Alternative COVID relief package. A group of 10 Republican senators, led by Susan Collins of Maine, is pitching a new coronavirus relief plan with a $600 billion price tag. That's less than a third the size of the Biden administration's $1.9 trillion proposal. The GOP said their plan is more targeted and offers smaller paychecks to fewer Americans while stripping out a measure that would have raised the minimum wage. It does include additional unemployment benefit extensions. Looking at the bigger picture, the low offer increases the likelihood that Democrats will seek to bypass Republicans and fund their own proposal. This could further weigh on further cooperation between the two sides. A similar scenario was seen in 2020, when both parties were trillions of dollars apart for months and came together only right before the Senate runoff election in Georgia. President Biden has said the aid package is his top legislative priority and has indicated he would pass it without bipartisan support if needed. GameStop squeeze. Is there a case for market manipulation? A statement from the SEC says, "The commission is closely monitoring and evaluating the extreme price volatility of certain stocks' trading prices over the last several days to protect investors, to maintain fair, orderly, and efficient markets, and to facilitate capital formation. The commission is working closely with our regulatory partners to ensure that regulated entities uphold their obligations to protect investors and to identify and pursue potential wrongdoing. The commission will closely review actions taken by regulated entities that may disadvantage investors or otherwise unduly inhibit their ability to trade certain securities. In addition, we will act to protect retail investors when the facts demonstrate abusive or manipulative trading activity that is prohibited by the federal securities laws." End quote. Bigger picture, the SEC is still just in fact-finding mode to see if anybody broke the law. But the choice of words here may suggest several parties are currently in the spotlight. That would include the Wall Street Bets Reddit crowd, pumping highly shorted stocks, the extreme leverage of hedge funds, brokerages that halted trading, quote, to closing positions only, end quote, as well as the opaque dealings of the market makers. What else is happening? Melvin Capital lost 53% in January on GameStop and other short positions. Forget GameStop, sports betting plays could have long-term value. The U.S. has warned Myanmar as its military seized power in a coup over the weekend. Moderna is looking to increase the number of COVID vaccines doses per vial. Looking at today's markets globally, in Asia, the Nikkei in Japan is up 1.6%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is up 2.2%. The Shanghai Stock Exchange in China is up 0.6%. India is up 5%. In Europe, at midday, the FTSE in London is up 1.3%. The CAC in Paris has rallied 1.5%. And the DAX in Frankfurt is up 1.6%. Here in the U.S., futures are rallying with the Dow up 0.7%, the S&P up 0.9%, NASDAQ futures up 1.1%. Crude oil is up 0.8%, gold is up 0.7%, and Bitcoin is up 1.3%. The 10-year Treasury yield is roughly flat, around 1.08%. On today's economic calendar, we have a PMI manufacturing index out at 9:45 a.m. 10 a.m. brings us the ISM manufacturing index as well as construction spending. There are two Fed speeches this afternoon at 2 p.m., Bostich, and 3:15 p.m., Rosengren. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate it and review it. Your feedback is appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.